My guest is one of the founding board members of SOS, Stop Oil Seeps, based here in Santa Barbara. And you can find them online for more information on their blog at soscalifornia.org, soscalifornia.org. Kind of done a little recap of, and you were asking about price of gas here in Santa Barbara. It looks like it's, you know, kind of $3.15 range. Okay. 3.10 for this regular, you know. I put premium in my car, so I'm paying about $3.40. What's the price of gas in Houston?
Price of gas in Houston is $2.07. So Californians are paying 50% more than what it is in Texas, and I think that's the average national average is in the paper too, and it'll be at least 50% below what's being paid in California.
I heard that the gas sent to Hawaii is refined here in California, and it goes on a two-week ocean-going vessel to bring it to Hawaii, and Hawaii pays virtually the same we pay for gas, so which is pretty remarkable. So all that extra is the taxes and the add-on fees.
Well, that and the thing that the California refineries were set up to process the heavy crude that's in the channel. And with that production drying up or coming down so significantly, those refineries are now importing that heavy crude oil from Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and other Middle Eastern countries. So we're importing that oil, processing it, and then sending it to Hawaii. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's... So, go ahead.
Let me go back in just terms of the current impact. The environmental groups have been very successful in terms of promoting legislation that has limited exploration and production in the Santa Barbara Channel. Their mantra is keep it in the ground. And it's a little bit like the situation in Washington, where you've got powerful groups that make significant contributions to legislators, and then you get legislation that does not necessarily represent citizens as a whole. Just think of the impact of that dollar per gallon difference, and it flows through into heating and every other form of energy. That has just a devastating impact on the middle and lower class in California. Those citizens suffer because of that. So it, in terms of social justice, that is the one thing that you've seen us blasting away at in our blogs.
Yeah, well, California is facing so many crises, numerous crises, and you know, one of them being housing, and no one has the money for housing, and everything is expensive, and that just adds to it. The current impact, you know, these seeps remind me of that expression, death by a thousand cuts. And, you know, you just people, they don't have the big visual. They don't have the dramatic visual of a giant oil blowout. It's there. It's impacting negatively, but no one is covering it or talking about it.
Well, and, you know, we had the energy representative from the Cato Institute speak at conference that we sponsored at the Maritime Museum, I think in 2008, which admittedly was when oil prices were above $100. But he estimated that the value of the offshore oil and gas reserves here in California were over $1 trillion. So today oil's at 55 to 60. We're still talking, you know, $500 to $600 billion. And the thing that, going back to social justice, those assets are the assets of the people of California, not the environmentalists, not the politicians. So it's frustrating that we get right down to what we talked about earlier, Mark. You know, can't do any further exploration production because of the risk of a catastrophic blowout.
And your group, Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, SOS was formed. SOScalifornia.org was formed to try to just educate, tell people what you're talking about today so they can make their own decision as to whether or not the risks outweigh the benefits to move forward.
Exactly.
Okay.
And again, when you produce the underlying reserves, you reduce the pressure, you reduce the seep.
And you guys have backgrounds in the oil industry, but you're not funded by the oil industry.
No, we're not. It's all funded by our board of directors and individual contributors.
And I cut you off as you were about to explain the nexus and what the extraction does. Say that again.
When you extract the oil, then the production, you decrease the pressure, the seep dries up, and you have an asset that's being used to the benefit of the people.
And this theory was published at UCSB from independent people from your group.
It's completely independent. There's a number of independent peer research studies that are on our website, the most significant being the work that UCSB did. So there's no, think about it. It's not rocket science. Mark, you and I can figure that out. You reduce the pressure, then the oil is going to seep through there, and you reduce the pressure by producing the reserves. So let me move on to some of the current stuff. The Refugio oil spill, first of all, talk about fake news. Every time I see that thing, it talks about 100,000 gallons being spilled. But the reality is only 20,000 gallons, not barrels, made it to the ocean. That's the equivalent of one day of oil seeps. So with that, then we resulted in the current situation, which has 7 offshore platforms shut in, and of course, Fenneco going bankrupt. So what is that doing? Well, it's keeping it in the ground, so the people of California are not getting the benefit of its production. But more important, it's building up the seep activity. We've had all sorts of reports from fishermen and people that the seep activity, particularly around those platforms that are shut in, has increased dramatically. So what does that do? Well, first of all, the shutdown of those platforms is really having a significant impact on the lack of tax revenues, which impacts the schools in particular, but as well as the rest of infrastructure in Santa Barbara County. So then we get back to, can we afford the risk of a catastrophic blow-up? Well, first of all, 50 years later, the Santa Barbara Channel is a mature basin. The risk of a blow-up is minimal, and with today's technology, the odds of that happening are remote. All that you're seeing from the environmental groups today is that that's how they fundraise. So there is very little justification for not extracting those reserves. And again, it frustrates me that, those are the reserves of the people, and they should be delivered to the people. So I've said, I got on my high horse there, Mark.
Well,
shut up for a while.
Well, it's good timing because we're pretty much out of time. Jim Nelson, Stop Oil Seeps board member, soscalifornia.org, if you'd like to find out more information. It's such an emotional issue. People want, the jobs, the income, but you're saying a dual purpose of, hey, not only we do that, but we're actually going to reduce pollution at the same time. The argument on the other side is, hey, we cannot risk, no way, we can't risk another blowout. It's a contentious argument, to say the least, between the warring factions, I would say. I hope in the last 10 years you've made some progress. You're trying to educate people. You've done a good job today, and I appreciate you joining us, Jim. Always good to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Okay, Jim Nelson, Stop Oil Seeps, based here in Santa Barbara. You mentioned Ashkenazian. What's his name?
Brian Iskanian.
Judith has been on the program. She's involved in a lot of good things. So it's soscalifornia.org, soscalifornia.org. Jim Nelson, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye for now. There you have it. I'm sure people who are listening who just are looking at the headlines and looking at the information from the oil spill in 69 and just say it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk. Certainly just from an economic standpoint. But, if you look at the seeps and you're actually reducing the impact, I don't know. I guess I should have asked, you know, who he's, you know, the group. Have they swayed certain groups? Have they got people? Would be a good follow-up question. But I'll actually ask that and get back to you next week on that. In the meantime, we're going to take a commercial break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.